I'm Anthony Morneau. It's 6:45. Voters went to the polls for municipal elections in our listening area. The Las Cruces Sun News reports that yesterday's unofficial election results have voters in Anthony re-electing to the Board of Trustees incumbent trustee Elva Flores, as well as Javier Silva, and in Hatch, Mayor Andy Nunez was re-elected to another term. In Mesilla, Mayor Nora Barraza was also re-elected. Also in Alamogordo, the Alamogordo Daily News reports unofficial election results have Mayor Richard Boss remaining Alamogordo's mayor, and for the city commission seats, Nadia Sykes claims District 2, Josh Rardin claims District 4, Dusty Wright claims District 6, and also Judge Stephen O'Lee remains the municipal judge. In other news, two separate forums at New Mexico State University address gun control and preventing gun violence in response to mass shootings. As Michael Hernandez reports, some remain unconvinced that gun control measures would be effective despite growing public support.
NMSU Police Chief Stephen Lopez hosted a forum with criminal justice students to review the history of gun legislation in the United States and address firearm safety concerns. Lopez, an NRA member himself, says gun control is not a black and white issue.
It's not just people are on one side of the issue or the other. Most people are in favor of felons not having firearms. However, somewhere in that spectrum, that's where people start falling off, and it's important for people to be able to identify where they are and look at how they can find common ground with people.
One student in search of common ground is criminal justice senior Chad Fabian, who plans on going into law enforcement after graduation. Following the mass shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida, President Trump directed the Department of Justice to develop regulations to ban bump stocks, an accessory used by the Las Vegas gunman to kill 58 people in the largest mass shooting in American history. Fabian says restrictions are not the answer.
The man who's not going to kill someone with a bolt-action rifle is not going to kill someone with a machine gun with a suppressor on it. That's items don't cause evil thoughts. We need to control who has firearms, not what anyone can get.
Major retailers, including Walmart and Dick's Sporting Goods, have stopped selling guns to anyone under 21 years old. Fabian says age restrictions should be enforced equally across the board.
Science tends to back up the idea that we are not fully mature until about age 25. However, in order to do that, we need to be consistent. We can't have inconsistent laws. If someone's not mature enough to own a firearm, then they're not mature enough to vote, and they're not mature enough to die overseas for the country. That's a simple reality.
According to 2016 data from the University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation, the United States ranks 31st in the world in gun violence, with 3.85 deaths per 100,000 people. But compared to other developed nations, the U.S. is a stark outlier, with a gun violence rate 8 times higher than Canada, 32 times higher than Germany, and 55 times higher than the United Kingdom. In New Mexico, about 18 people per 100,000 die from firearms, according to 2016 data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. That's the 8th highest rate in the country. The New Mexico Injury Prevention Coalition hosted a conference to approach gun violence prevention from a public health perspective. Among the speakers was State Senator Bill Soles, who says guns are a public health crisis.
I'm a gun owner, but we need to have reasonable gun control. In the United States, it is way above every other country, and there's no reason for that. And lots of the violence and deaths we see from guns are absolutely preventable, and responsible gun control measures are a way of doing that.
The Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence recently released its annual gun law scorecard, which ranks all 50 states on the strength of their gun laws. New Mexico received an F grade and was ranked among the 10 worst states for gun safety. New Mexicans to Prevent Gun Violence co-president Miranda Viscoli says to keep guns out of young hands, child access prevention laws need to be passed in every single state.
And what that means is that if you're a gun owner and your gun gets in the hands of a child and they hurt themselves or somebody else, you're held accountable. I can promise you that'll get gun owners start locking up their guns.
Representatives from the Las Cruces Public Schools Student Advisory Council recently made their voices heard in Santa Fe to advocate for Senate Memorial 8, which requests education officials to study and evaluate potential solutions to decrease the rate of suicide by firearms and gun violence in schools. More than half of those who died by suicide from 2012 to 2016 used a firearm, according to the New Mexico Department of Health. Soles says the way to decrease instances of gun violence going forward is through legislation.
Absolutely, the changes have to do with legislation, and legislation has to do with voting. There's a major election coming up this November, and we've seen out of Florida and the amazing students there. We've got students locally. Students are going to force us to change our laws because they are sick and tired of what's been going on, and it will change things, and it's going to change through young people voting because they do not want this to continue in their society.
There's growing support for gun control measures. A Quinnipiac University poll finds 2/3 of Americans support a ban on assault weapons, and 83% support a waiting period for all gun purchases. For KRWG, I'm Michael Hernandez.